Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Oh, so what went on behind the headlines over the weekend? That's why we bring in Adam Sager, our producer extraordinaire, who gives us his news of the day. What is your first story, my friend?
This first one comes from the sports world and Major League Baseball. Starting pitcher Shelby Miller of the Arizona Diamondbacks had to leave his last start because he was throwing so hard and his follow-through was so violent that he was actually basically punching the ground. And it caused his hand to start throbbing and actually cut his knuckles that he was forced to leave.
Okay, so he's going for the windup, and then he throws the pitch, and he basically throws his arm down to the turf and scrapes his hands.
Correct, yes. So he's like coming down at such force that he's basically punching the ground that he causes blood. And the reason he said he left the game was because his hand was throbbing so much he couldn't grip the ball from hitting the ground a few times.
You're a baseball guy. Is this how he's always thrown the ball?
I do remember him being like a really full follow through, but I don't remember like all the way to the ground. Like
that's
you should be able to change your, you know, if that's a problem, you change it. You don't.
Because I'm thinking this would be like if an NBA shooter is like every time I shot, I jumped up for the ball, I landed on my knees.
Right. Yes.
Like eventually I would learn to land on my feet because it's better to land on my feet. I would think if you're a pitcher and this is how you throw and you're constantly hitting the ground, you would say, hey, give me a pitching coach. I need to change this because this is not his recipe for success.
Yeah, it's just not smart. I mean, you do it once. Okay. You know, maybe you just weren't thinking or something, but to do it again and then again and you're doing it hard enough to take yourself out of a game, you need to change something like needs to click in your head.
You would think the pitching coach would go out there after like the second or third time and like, are you okay?
Yeah, like what are you doing?
I noticed that your hand is hitting the turf. That doesn't seem to be working
right.
Ouch.
So not a good start there for Shelby Miller,
formerly of the Atlanta Braves.
Yes. I don't know if you caught this over the weekend. I believe it happened Friday in a Florida zoo.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yes, a woman was killed by a tiger.
Yes,
she was the lead tiger tamer, and something happened to where the tiger mauled her and eventually killed her.
Oh, I hate these stories. They happen all the time. They don't happen all the time, but they happen enough. Like you may go a year or two without getting one, but then they pop right up back in the news again. You're like, oh, trainer at the zoo, somebody feeding an animal, somebody training an animal, somebody working closely with an animal. The animal went whatever it is and made the attack and killed the person.
Yeah, I believe one happened late last year in Australia.
Yes, yeah, I believe it was. And I know it happened in Denver a couple of years ago, where a woman got mauled by a tiger, feeding it. Like, they go, the wild animal comes out of these animals, and they go, all right, that's enough. I'm tired of captivity.
In the part of the story, or whenever a story is written, the same thing is written about every single person, and that they say they would not want the tiger blamed for this. And
they don't want
the tiger put down. It's the same exact, like, you could basically copy and paste out of every story.
Absolutely. They all say that. Yes. They all say that.
So this tiger has not been killed yet. Most tigers or most animals, when they attack like this in a zoo, are put down.
Yeah, and it's not punishment. Isn't it? Because now you can't do anything with the animal. So right. You can't put him back in the wild, can you? I mean, it's been in captivity.
No.
And then you can't keep him, you can't work with him once it's, I mean, not to be like simplified, but once it's done that, it's likely to do that again. You know, I think that's why they put those animals down.
The scary thing is this attack could be on camera. We don't know yet. Only the zoo knows.
God.
Or has that footage. But I hope that does not get out.
I hope that's never shown. That somebody's going to hack into that, though. Try to morbidly put that on one of those sites. You know, another thing, too, it's like, and don't tell me, like, they died doing what they love. That getting mauled by a tiger is not what they love. That's not how they wanted to go, okay? They wanted to go, how you know, probably peacefully in their sleep at 90. They didn't want to get mauled by a tiger. That's got to be horrific.
Correct.
Oh,
nobody wants to die that way.
Nobody wants to die.
She was only 38.
Taking care of animals or no taking care of animals. Nobody. No, you don't want to do
that. Not her plan.
I can imagine that. I remember when Siegfried and Roy. Remember when the Las Vegas act? I think it was Roy.
Yes, I believe it was Roy.
One of his the tigers that they raised from infancy went a little crazy.
And that's why it's so stupid.
Bit him on the neck.
We see so many. I've seen so many videos lately of the past few years. Of people with tigers in their house.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I mean, we all know Mike Tyson had one for a long time. It's just stupid.
Would you ever fully trust it? That's the whole thing, right? You would, like, let's say
I don't want a snake in my house.
I know, right? Because let's say you had a baby tiger and you just raised the tiger from a cub, so it knew you and only you. Even then, as it grew to be a big cat, big tiger, even then I still wouldn't, like, when is the brain going to go, click, I should eat him?
Right.
Like what? I'll be like, oh, how you doing, Tigger? You're just, ow! Like at any moment, any time, it could just go nuts on you.
Or people who have, like, chimpanzees as pets.
Oh, they same
raise
thing!
Them from little. Chimpanzees literally rip your face off.
Yeah, they're killers. They're like serial killers. They're like, yes. Torture you first before you die.
Anything, like, that can rip my face off, I don't want in my house. I don't care
way.
If I raise it and train it or anything.
No, I got a beagle I don't fully trust, okay?
Exactly. Chihuahuas, they're just little, but you never know.
I got a cat that I wonder in the middle of the night is going to claw my eye out.
Like, it's just insanity.
Scary, 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 scary. Ugh, that's sad. All right, story number three.
Okay, this might be the worst decision of all time.
Okay.
A young man, I believe this is, yes, this is in Florida, of course, where all the stupid stories come from.
It seems to be,
yes,
right?
Yes. Got a tattoo of Donald Trump.
Oh.
Okay, so it just so happens, though, that I don't know if you remember a few months back, a story came out of a certain body part of Mr. Trump being micro-sized.
That's right. Look at these hands.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at these hands.
Well,
and I guarantee you, I believe you me, something else is just as big, too. That kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember
that. Well, this young man, I don't know how old he is, got a tattoo of basically Donald Trump doing the Captain Morgan pose,
oh,
but he's
that's
completely
great.
Naked and has the micro organ.
Oh
showing.
My God! Why? That's permanent.
Yes, it's permanent.
That's permanent. Tattoo. Come on, people. This is. these things seem like great ideas. Look, those. People have tattoos of stuff that they want permanent, right? Most people I know that have tattoos are like, I've asked my friends, like, do you want that on your body when you're 90? And most of them are like, yeah, that has sentimental value to me. That's important to me. That's a sign or my mother's name or whatever it is. But this can't be cool. Like 5 years from now, this guy is going to go, oh no, what have I done?
What if he doesn't win? What if he's not
president? What if he doesn't win is right? What if he becomes back to the entertainer and his life is altered as... And you got stuck with that thing. It's going to be a lot of tattoo bomb that you're going to have to put to get that out of your system.
I just put the story up, the link to it. So if you want to see the picture, you
go
to my Twitter, at Adam G. Sager, and check it out.
Yeah, my God.
It's pretty bad.
That's pretty awful. Very good. News of the day by Adam Sager. Coming up next, Jeremy Wu on the NBA playoffs. It's Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio.